I just would make a lousy, you know, MMA guy, I guess. I'd be like, are you okay? Are you sure? didn't mean to cut you. I'm sorry. But our kids are going to get beat up, man. I mean, it's just a hard world out there, and emotionally especially. Sometimes you just get beat up, don't you? You come home, you think, man, what the heck was that all about? Man, I had an argument going out the door to work. When I got to work, somebody chewed me out about something, and then when I went to talk to the boss about it, he told me I was wrong and chewed me out for that. I was so discouraged, I missed the light to change to red on the way home, and somebody didn't communicate very nicely as I went under the intersection. It's been a rough day. I feel so bad. I stopped at the mailbox before I came in, and the bill was late, and I just don't know what to do. And you get wounded. You get hurt. People say hurtful stuff, man. Sometimes it cuts deep. You know the saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Lie from the pit of hell, man. Beat me with a stick before you wound my heart, man. I'll be better. It'll bruise up. I'll just, you know, brag about it for a while, and then in 2 days I'll feel better. But cut me with your words. I might spend the rest of my life recovering from that wound. And sometimes our kids are going to get beat up, and they may be questioning God and saying, God, why didn't you protect me from that? Why did that happen? I don't get it. I don't understand. If you were there for me, how could I be so hurt and wounded? And you're going to need to come alongside and just comfort them and listen and give them your ear and weep with them when they weep and give them some understanding. You don't have to have the answer. Isn't that cool? You don't have to know the answer to the problem. If you just say, let me come and sit alongside of you. Let's just sit together and please tell me what happened to you. I want to know. It matters to me. And if it stinks, it stinks, man. I'll sit there and say, boy, that stinks, man. That was not right. That was not right. And I don't know how to fix it, but I'll tell you what. You have a right to cry, man. That was hard. That was harsh. And then just cry together. Just cry together. That's priceless. That is priceless. You don't even have to say anything sometimes. Just come alongside and let them put their head on your shoulder and just hug them until the storm passes. And don't even say a word, man. Just comfort them. That's gold. That's gold. I know as men, we want to have the answer so quick, man. We want to fix it. You know, we just want to give them the answer. Well, you know, here's your problem. There's your problem. Here's your solution, and walk away. It's a done deal, and feel good. No, sometimes we just need to hold them while the storm goes overhead. And then there's going to be those other days when the devil provokes a little wild hair inside your kid. And you're like, boy. I used to love the way Uncle Jed would say that on the Beverly Hillbillies. Boy. He'd say that to Jethro. It would crack me up. Boy. You know what he was thinking, but he just kept it simple. And they just get distracted with all these other voices in the world, and they get this crazy ideas, and you're thinking, no, 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 no. They haven't even got it all out yet. As soon as they start talking about it, you're thinking, no, 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 no. Lord, help me to shut up until they come to the period at the end so I can tell them, no, 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 no. I don't want them to think I was cutting them off or anything, you know. No. Oh, man, there's all these other voices in the world that are trying to woo them, trying to woo their affection to go in the wrong direction. They need to have an affection for the right direction. But people don't play fair sometimes. The enemy doesn't play fair. He will try to woo and seduce and use all kinds of things that aren't logical, but he'll just cover up the logic and go right to the emotion instead. And sometimes you got to charge them to put away their foolishness. That's what he's talking about, charging. It's like a word that means kind of like testify. I testify to you that if you even think about going that direction, it's going to be bad. I'm going to make sure it's bad. testify. It's actually the word martyrion or something like that, where like you're a martyr. You're witnessing. You're testifying with your life. And sometimes when you confront your kids like that, you're going to feel like a martyr because they're going to persecute you for that, man. They're like, that is not fair. Everybody gets to do it but me. I don't understand. Mom, you are just not fair. I hate you. Slam. They really don't hate you, but, you know, they had to do something. Charge them. It's actually the word for martyr right there. You got to martyr yourself to hold the line and say, no, I'm sorry, I love you. I want to say yes so bad that everything inside me wants to be able to give you what you want. I love telling you yes. I love the excitement on your face. I love how popular it makes me in your eyes. Man, if there is a way I can figure out to say yes and just somehow not do any damage, I would do it. But I please hear me. I've got to say no. And just be unpopular. And just take it on the chin. I got to say no. We got to do that sometimes, amen? If we love them, if we really love them, we'll have the guts to say no. But we'll do it tenderly because we want to say yes. He says, I charged you. I martyred myself in front of you for your sake. Don't lose sight of the goal. Be focused. Stay the course. Don't be seduced. Don't be drawn away. The goal is so worth it. I couldn't live with myself if I let you fall short of that. Because I didn't have the strength to charge you sternly. No, that is not the direction to go. You need to stay the course, stay focused. And all three of these things, encouragement, comfort, and charging, are good for pastoring as well. Now let me say this. Some days you're going to need one, some days you're going to need the other. You can't be a one-dimensional parent. Some parents are really good at one of these things, but really not so hot on the other. You can't be one-dimensional because some days you're going to need to exhort. Other days, that's not going to be, you're going to need to comfort. Other days, you're going to need to charge them. If they come in wounded, they need comforting. You can't just get in their face and charge them and say, well, if you hadn't done that, you wouldn't be wounded, you idiot. Oh, yeah, thanks. Needed to hear that. You can't be one-dimensional. We need all of these things. And guess what? All of your children are going to be unique. And some of them are going to need more of one thing than the other. They just kind of fall that way into that pattern. Some kids just need a lot of exhortation. They just get discouraged easily. And you're always under there propping them up. No, really, you can do this. I know you heard it a million times, but you really can do this. Other kids just get wounded easily. They're just really sensitive. You know, you might have to smack one kid upside the head with a piece of lumber before they're like, oh, yeah, you're right, I shouldn't do that. Other kids, you just look at them the wrong way. They're like, I'm sorry, I regret. I didn't mean to do it. You got to comfort them a little bit. Some other kids just need to be charged, you know, and charged, and charged, and charged, and charged, charged. And charged and charged and charged and charged and charged. Man. You know what I'm saying? They're all different. They're all unique. And you can't be one-dimensional. You got to be able to use the method that fits the need. Elders know what I'm talking about. Our church children, sometimes you get some folks just need to be charged. And charged and charged and charged. And hold on, let me hit the button. I'm going to go take a break. Just let it play. You know? Yeah. Oh, send it in an email. Send it by snail mail. You know, put it on Facebook. Play the record, do the movie, and have a conversation. They just, you know, but others need comfort. Others need encouragement. You gotta be able to do it all. So let me sum up. In summary, dads, Matt, Laura, Don't just give them information. Give yourself. Give your heart. Give your time. Lay down your life for them. Number two, never humiliate them. You got to humble them sometimes. Never humiliate them. Let them feel and know and sense that they are loved, even in correction. Number three, be zealous for their moral and spiritual purity. Finally, number four, tailor your approach to their need. Encourage them, comfort them, charge them as the day requires. That's a lot to remember. That's why we need church. That's why we need a body of believers to remind us and encourage us and speak that word, prophetically or otherwise, just to strengthen us and to spur us on to this. Amen? Amen. Praise God. All right, let's get to the good stuff.